I'm hanging out pretty late for one more moment, a couple moments with State Treasurer Michael Frerichs, who wanted to clarify something. Make sure you provided extra information on something we discussed.
Thank you very much. We talked about this legislation we helped push this session that's going to clarify that problem with life insurance policies, making sure that families, loved ones get paid in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Rob Martwick is the reason that this happened. He was the lead sponsor in the House, and after talking about him, I realized I neglected to give him that credit.
Craig, can you please send this audio? Will we play it on Friday?
I have captured it,
so
yep.
The Representative Martwick knows mm-hmm. that information has been provided mm-hmm. and that there's no confusion. Will you stay for a song with the scholars?
Sure.
Excellent. Yeah. You are actually going to let them know what song they're playing for. Are they ready to go? What do you think, Bob? Bob Ferguson has to work tirelessly on Mondays. This is a crazy night tonight in particular. The last band on Justin Kaufman's show was outstanding. This band also full everything, guitar, bass, saxophone, trombone, trumpet. We've got a drum kit back here. I learned so much about drumming from you. All right. Here are the scholars. Treasurer Frerichs, please tell everyone what they're going to play.
And choosing which one to draw, it was a tough decision.
Mm-hmm.
We drew Decision Day.
There you go. Hey there.
On the run, never stop or take a breath, living at the barrel of the gun, always looking for the meaning of the world, settling on something less than gold, hoping someone's there to lend a hand, acting like no one will understand. If they come again to your front door, will you scrape at the bottom of the barrel for more? Will you run, will you stay at the end of the day? Can you take this kind of life anymore? The peaceful life worth the price to pay, or will you regret it at the end of the day? Will you scream, will you cry at the end of the night when no one else will look your way? Say no. Staring at the crossroads at your feet, seeing if the time you just simmer down about the hand of thieves. Never making a decision on your own, no remorse for all the things you've done. Take for granted everything you see, acting like you will get off the free. Yeah. If they come again to your front door, will you scrape at the bottom of the barrel for more? Will you run, will you stay at the end of the day? Can you take this kind of life anymore? Will life worth the price to pay, or will you regret it at the end of the day? Will you scream, will you cry at the end of the night when no one else will look your way? Say no. Choice and the world will listen to your voice. You can make that one decree, then freedom one day you shall see. You make the choice to settle down. Will you run yourself into the ground? Jump, will you fall at the end of it all? Hoping that someone will stick around. You come again to your front door. Will you scrape at the bottom of the barrel for more? You run, will you stay at the end of the day? You take this kind of life anymore? It's a peaceful life worth the price to pay, or will you regret it at the end of the day? Will you cry at the end of the night when no one else will look your way? Say no. Everybody say no. Yeah. Now when you make that choice and the world will listen to your voice, you can make that one decree and freedom one day you shall see. Sorry about the last note.
I think that's a pretty late first, isn't it? Where the sorry about that last note. Vlad, sit down. Sit down. Don't. No apologies. You did it. Stand behind it. You did a great job, you guys. That's the scholars live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. They are performing this Sunday night at the House of Blues, and we're so thrilled to have them back in the Showcase Studio. Their show is at 7:00. You can go to their Facebook page, Scholars SKA-Lurs.
Best I've ever heard.
That was well done, you guys. We're going to grab some seats, and we're going to rotate you all through. You know that. We're going to take a quick break here, come back in just a moment, and we'll interview and then let them set up for another song before the bottom of the hour. Does that work? For the bottom of the half hour? All right, more after this. Thank you, Bob Ferguson. And State Treasurer Ferrix, get home and go to sleep. You have a state to fix. Well, it's not you, but I mean, like, keep convincing people. Seriously, how tall is that dude? So very, very tall.
He's Wheaties. Oh, that's what it is.
Vegetables, yeah.
Eight. Whole or 2%?
Damn.
Whole. Gotcha. Yeah,
more after this on 720 WGN. I don't know if I ever got my finished studio CD of the Scholars. I mean, I was part of their Kickstarter, I think. That's all right. Dude, did you see, Craig, did you see the state treasurer? He had to duck to leave the studio. That's a tall treasurer, I'm just
saying. That's a tall man, yeah.
That is a tall man.
And he said that he had to be a guard on his basketball team?
Yeah, that's well, his freshman, he was saying that his freshman sophomore year, he had stopped growing at eighth grade, so they made him a guard, and then he just quit basketball because he was like, well, I'm just riding the bench because he wasn't as court. Anyway, we'll let him tell the story again. He does a better job of it. Very charming guy. A lot of charming guys in the studio right now. We have the Scholars joining us live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have two new Scholars, actually, that we are not familiar with. We have Kevin behind me. And on the drums?
No, he's original.
Why do we do it every time? No. His name's Kevin, though, right?
Yeah.
Wait, I wasn't saying he was the new one. I just meant to say, Kevin's here. I'm giving you names of the guys that I do know because I don't know the names of the two that I don't know is what
right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I have Kevin on the drums behind me. We have Michael Saitlin, who plays the guitar.
We know him.
We know Aaron, who plays bass. We have Sean, who plays sax.
Everyone knows Sean.
Yeah, everyone knows Sean.
Woo! Sax Brian!
Vlad.
People who don't know Sean.
Lead singer.
That's who he is.
And introduce us to the trombone player is.
Yeah. My name's Chase.
So. Hey, Chase, you have to come close to that microphone.
I want to
hear your lovely
closer,
voice.
Huh? There we go.
You hear me say it all the time.
Craig,
he was telling me he's a big fan of the station, has been listening to us since he was a little kid, which means about 5 years ago.
I believe the rest of the band.
So cute.
I'll have you know I was 8, 10 years ago.
I believe the rest of the
well
band
played. Well
then
played,
made
Chase.
Fun of him for being a fangirl. That's what they were calling him.
Yeah, you can't hear.
Fangirling real hard.
They were calling you fangirl.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was
apparently.
Sure. For me, this is nostalgic because I have walked by this place. I have listened to this place. I have seen the personalities come and go, and now I'm here, and it's like whoa.
Yeah, he was a Milt Rosenberg fan.
Yeah,
and Steve and Johnny, I'm guessing
as
well.
Oh yeah, when
they still come in.
they were up.
Yeah, they were on for 6 hours. They had 6 hour shifts. They still come on our show, so we'll make sure that you know. But we'll have them say hi to you.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Excellent.
And the bad news for him a little bit: if you want to sit in Milt's old seat, you have to go to Howells and Hood.
Yes, that studio is no longer.
Yeah, there's a nice bench at Howells and Hood where we used to broadcast from.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll get you there.
And also playing trombone.
Hi there, I'm Matt Solomon.
Hey, Matt.
Hi.
Have you listened to the show before?
You got a face for radio, dude.
Oh, that is not a pleasant thing.
Did you hear that voice?
Oh, you have a great voice.
I just listened to it. I was like, wow, he sounds so like.
Then he has a voice for radio, is what
face.
He has.
Yeah,
he has a voice for radio.
Right, face for radio too. I don't know.
Matt, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Northbrook. I mean, I've been going to school down in New Orleans for the past couple of years.
Oh, so. You have? How are you looking at down there?
Loving it.
Yeah. I'm jealous. I've never been. And where are you planning to go to school next year, Chase?
I'm actually going to jump ship with Michael over there and go to Lake Forest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What are you like? Oh, really? You're recruiting now for Lake Forest? Is that really necessary?
I think he's paid. He's personally.
Yeah. Well, well done then. Congratulations on that.
That's a good gig.
And where in New Orleans do you go, Matt?
I'm at Tulane University.
Okay. Fancy. Well done. Are you playing music down there, studying music?
Absolutely. I'm in the marching band. I'm actually a section leader this year, so that's
congratulations.
Kind of exciting. Thank you.
That's great.
Yay! And then I'm in a brass band too. We actually just came up here like 3 or 4 weeks ago. We were playing, my dad had a gala out at the JW Marriott. So
nice.
He pulled us all from wherever we were at the time, and we got
showing
to play
you off
the weekend. It was great.
That's wonderful. And are you going to study music as well, Chase?
I want to be like a high school band director.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
let's make sure we can keep funding for that.
Yeah.
Sean, congratulations! Now a firefighter for which department?
Northbrook. I'm paid on call at Northbrook Fire Department.
Paid on call.
They've told me every time I say I need to emphasize the paid on call. So.
Is that like a rookie status? What does that mean?
Is it
below rookie status?
I'm not a full time member of the department. What they do is. If the full-time guys are always at the station, mm-hmm. and let's say, you know,
something big
Susie
happens.
Lights her house on fire. Oh, no.
Susie, put down the lighter.
The full-time guys go, and they're like, well, the station's empty. Like, it's there's nobody there. If they're down on one, there's no one left to show up. So then right. they call us.
They call you guys.
And then we go in and man the station. We sit there in the engine, feel really cool, sitting around, bunking, you know, take pictures and stuff. And then if something else happens, then we go out. Or on bigger scenes, they call us.
And do they have like sort of a timeline for moving up to full-time firefighter?
It's a different application.
Oh, different application. So you applied for paid firefighter.
Yes. This was a separate thing. It's the paid-on-call guys, and then there's the full-time guys. I actually just ordered their full-time app. I'm gotcha. Turning, getting that list high. So.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah. And Vlad, how's it going? Are you still at UIC?
Yes.
And how's UIC treating you?
It's okay. I'm getting used to it, so it's much better.
He's getting used to it. You've been there for 2 years.
It takes a lot to get used to.
Are you living near campus?
No, I'm actually still commuting from Deerfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
I could kind of see that being a lot. And
That's why I said it takes a little bit to get used to.
That is a lot to get used to. All right. I hope your mom's doing well.
Oh, she's doing great, yeah.
And your mom, all your moms. I don't mean to single anybody's family out in particular. We are going to take a break here and hear some more music from the Scholars when we come back on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. It is Music Monday, and we are thrilled to welcome back the Scholars, one of our favorite bands. They're the band that has been here more than any other musical guest we've ever had. So, we have, and Tess Considine, I know. So, but it's a solo performer, right? Band, does it matter, right?
She's like 10 times better than us, so we try not to talk about her.
See? That's why they keep coming back. Sean just said that Tess is 10 times better than they are. That's why she keeps coming back.
Yeah.
And that's why you guys are always welcome in our studio. And here they are. Hold on, I have to pick your song. Hold on a second. You are going to play. The Scholars are about to play. And I know on Sunday they're playing at the House of Blues. But right now they're playing in my studio on Michigan Avenue. I'll Never Get a Girlfriend.
Woo! Woo-hoo. Mom, this is for you.
Betsy Sudo, I love you. Thank you for staying up, Mom. You're the best.
All moms. Sorry there, ladies, but I just don't care how your hair looks or what you want to wear. Know that I will never understand, but I guess that I'll never get a girlfriend. Get it, it's all a lie. And guys don't care if you go and cry. And we're all simple, we get what we want. But really don't care if we tease or taunt. Don't get mad if you get hurt. Sorry, honey, that's just how it works. Sorry there, ladies, but I just don't care. High head looks at what you wanna wear. I know that I will never understand. So guess that I will never get a girlfriend. Guys don't need that emotional crap. Nag, 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 get off my back. I never try to make it work. And I don't care if you think I'm a jerk. You can go and make me cry. Well, I'll just leave you. That's no lie. Sorry there, ladies, but I just don't care. How your hair looks or what you want to wear. And I know that I will never understand. Guess that I will never get a girlfriend. Yeah, maybe it's me. I really shouldn't blame them. I don't even think about how to entertain them. I waste my time when I lead them on. It feels so right, but it's perfectly wrong. And I don't need them, I know it's true. But if I get lucky, I might just get chased. I've been eyeing you the entire time, boy.
The new kid.
The new guy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sorry there, ladies, but I just don't care how your hair looks or what you want to wear. And I know that I will never understand. Guess it, I will never get a girlfriend. Come your way.
Throw your head into a trance and rid of all your stress. Just dream and just give in and you'll never stress.
I don't think I've ever heard this. Is this brand new? Have I heard this before? This is Daydreaming with the Scholars.
So if you have this song, then you definitely have our Kickstarter's album.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Craig has the downloaded?
I have SoundCloud. It's a website.
Oh, is it my phone? I'm watching them on Facebook Live.
Oh, nice. Cool. Watch it back.
I'll watch it back during the interview. Like. See what I think. It was a great performance.
Does my hair look okay?
We're just on SoundCloud, by the way. That's how we're getting our music.
So SoundCloud, you're on SoundCloud as well.
You're on SoundCloud.
That was
you're also going to be at the House of Blues this Sunday night, the 26th at 7 o'clock.
Indeed.
And how can people get tickets for that performance?
You can message any member of the band, or you can go get them at the door for $5 more.
So go to, well, there you go. You want to get a deal, go to their Facebook page, Scholars. I paused because there's a hyphen. S-K-A
yeah,
hyphen.
Lurs.
What was that?
Said, and within reason, we'll even deliver it to you.
No, no, no. Rephrase that. Aaron will deliver it to you.
Aaron, apparently.
I'm not driving. Aaron will do it.
And Aaron, we have not seen you for... I haven't seen you guys at all since last summer. You guys, you performed at a... was it Highland Park? Where did I see you perform live? It was a big festival.
Navy
there were...
Pier?
No, I didn't go to Navy.
Oh, it was
no, it was Northbrook Days.
Northbrook Days?
Yeah.
Northbrook Days. That was a lot of fun. That's the last time I saw you guys perform together, and you told me then that you might not be together anymore. And now you've told me again that you might not be together anymore.
Well, Kevin came home from Boston, and we didn't expect that, so we were like, let's do it.
Thank
and
you, Kevin.
Clearly, Michael Pugh's not here, so we had to pull some strings to make this summer work.
I miss Pugh. Yeah.
Well,
you guys are great.
Thanks.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I miss Pugh. Sorry, guys.
I do too.
and to those of you who don't know what that means, their trumpet player, Michael
Trombone.
Who's your trumpet player?
We haven't had a trumpet player.
It was Danny.
Yeah.
I am so confused. All right, wow. So your trombone. So now you have two trombone players.
Yeah,
to make up for one.
To make up.
Well,
for
let's not put it that way. Just say you couldn't choose between these two gentlemen, Matt and Chase.
Sure.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, sure.
That's optimistic. I like that.
That's diplomatic.
Yeah, exactly. We couldn't choose, so why don't you both play? Aaron, you are the bass player. Before you started playing I'll Never Get a Girlfriend, you're like, why am I even rehearsing? I just play the same thing over and over again. Is that the existence of the bass player?
If we end up pulling another song, you'll see I play the same kind of four notes the entire mm-hmm. song. And it's great because I can just not even think about it.
Do you just zone out sometimes? Do you meditate a little?
There's a tranquil state, definitely.
Do you just kind of go into a zen moment? I like that. And less so, I'm guessing there's a lot more going on behind the drums. Kevin, how much have you think you changed since the last time we saw you, having been in Boston for a year? And come close to the microphone, please.
Changed in the drum parts?
Yeah, is there, because it looks like you look so much more serious this year. I know that you always kind of have it. I don't know if it's the haircut.
That's because he's like out 12 inches of hair. Boy's hair was longer than mine.
My hair was down to my shoulders, and I just cut it literally today.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Is that why you look more serious to me?
I guess so.
You're kind of feeling lighter a little bit. No, but I'm guessing that you've done some musical studying as far as composition or technique and things like that. Has it affected your drum playing?
A little bit. I'm actually in a band that plays the same genre back at my college that I just started. So there's a lot of crossover between that. And also, I've been a lot more involved in the writing process because I'm studying musical composition in college. So that's really helped me with writing the songs.
And how does it feel being back with these guys?
It feels great. I love to be back with them.
And Aaron, how much of an opportunity do you guys have to play while, you know, if you're all kind of scattered to the wind? Several of you are playing in a different band, yes?
Yeah.
More or less.
Michael doesn't want to. Yeah, don't tell anybody.
It's cheating. We're not allowed to do
that. Yeah, it is. I'll remember this forever, Michael.
Sean, you're the one that wants to start other things.
I get bored, okay?
You and your firefighting days. What is it like, Chase, coming into a band that's been together for a few years?
You know, I was talking to Michael about this. These guys, they're wonderful people, but they are the absolute most different personalities you'll ever find.
Each one of them independently.
I mean, it's like a jigsaw puzzle that just doesn't have enough pieces. And so,
I have to say, you and Matthew seem to be having a good time, and you seem to. I would say, as an outsider, I don't know what it's like with rehearsals and things like that. Yeah, but I mean, like, it seems like a good fit. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, you know, they
jigsaw
do,
and all.
Well, they they embrace me, and they embrace Matt, and you know, and I think I can't speak for Matt, but I think that they do a wonderful job at making us feel at home.
Wonderful. Well, and that's why I was mentioning again, you guys are always welcome in the studio. You've always been nothing more than gentlemen. I mean, we just are wonderful guests to have in the studio. And honestly, we've had a lot of bands, and they're often grateful, but you're always a delight. Your energy, how friendly you are, how there's Roger Badish, our newsman. Don't tell anybody he's here. The cameras can see you, Roger. This is my favorite band that comes into the studio. So, and they keep telling me that they're going to break up, and then I get to have them back.
I'm finally putting a face to the voice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Roger Badish, this is Chase.
I'm really sorry for that.
Wow. Yeah, they keep them up in the top left box. Aaron, what are you up to this summer? I know that in the past summers you've been working with children with disabilities, but I'm guessing you've got other interests this year.
Well, actually, I'm doing that again this summer.
You are?
But I'm only scheduled for the second half of the summer. So right now I'm actually trying to figure out what to do for these next couple of weeks.
Right. Well, and are you just trying to decompress? You can come closer to the microphone. He's
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a long year at school, and I'm done with it now. So.
And where are you going?
DePauw University.
DePauw. I know. We've talked about this before with a W.
Yes.
DePauw. What were you studying?
Music education.
And that's you continue to do that. Did anybody change their major since I last saw you? Oh, look at that.
Michael's lying.
Well, you were going to do official. You were going to do neuroscience.
Yeah, and then I realized I hate biology.
That's going to be a sticking point with neuroscience. What did you switch
Definitely.
To?
Music education and education.
Not okay. officially.
The first day that classes start again, it will be written on paper.
And Matt, come on over to this microphone real quick. You raised your hand when I said who changed it. What major did you start out with at Tulane?
So I came into school doing a chemistry and music major, mm-hmm. and then I realized after about 3 weeks that I'm terrible at chemistry and don't like music enough to major in it.
Okay.
So I switched a few times. I switched to like evolutionary biology, ecology. But then I realized that I'm still going to have to do chemistry, so that was out. Mm. Then I switched to a geology major, which was for about 2 weeks until I realized I'm not
going to It's all rocks. You're not going to study rocks for the rest of your life?
I'm not going to do
anything
with that.
I can see that.
So now I'm doing a marketing and French major.
All right. That's fantastic. Well, French and marketing. I like that. And you heard the treasurer say it's important to learn more languages. Chase, what are you going to study at Lake Forest?
Music education.
Music. Oh, that's right. I think you mentioned that. And Vlad, what are you up to at UIC?
Still bio.
He'll learn to hate it soon enough.
No, he seems.
Oh, believe me, I already love it. I mean,
love it, Mom. Great. He loves it. He loves it, Mom. Are you pre-med? What's the plan?
I am pre-med currently. Still, yeah. I'm pre-podiatry.
Are you gonna be a singing doctor? Doctor?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Mid surgery.
I'll be like fixing it. Like your foot now is kind of better.
Not really.
Yeah, that would bathe me in relief that you're my doctor.
No, I took that bad news really well.
Yeah.
It's kind of better. Cool.
It is kind of better.
That sounded great.
We are going to take a break here. More music from the Scholars when we come back on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Now, I know you guys said you were going to do another song that I'm not picking. You're picking the song. What? Everyone's whispering. Guys, what song are you doing? What?
Stefan.
So, that's right. You told me you were going to do a song for all of us. I'm trying to set up the Facebook Live video. Roger, have you ever met the Scholars? Have you
no,
been down?
First time meeting them. Hi, guys.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Do you love
the excellent?
That's his little brother, Stefan.
I was going to say when they were all telling about how they were changing their majors.
Yes.
I was thinking, you know, and people say you don't get an education in college. They got an education when they went to college. They realized they didn't want to do what they had signed up to do.
There you go. That's part of the education.
There you go.
I love that you're giving them a little bit of, they already said our song. Is that what it is?
Song for all of us.
How about our song? Can you change it to our song? I'm kidding. Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are on Facebook Live. The Scholars are in our studio on Michigan Avenue, and they're about to play a song for all of us. Here they are.
We'll be over there in a sec, but don't worry. Huh? Are we starting?
Yes, you are. Could you... Would you mind starting? Yeah, here they are.
Time so long ago, I don't remember when
I used to sit and listen to the sounds of where I've been. Now every time I hear this song, it seems to bring a cold. I shiver when I think that I just did what I was told. If I told you there's no turning back, would you turn yours? Seeing the world around me making peace and there was wars. I saw the music flowing past, you sang a different tune. Money now, I listen to it. Song and sirens of baby sound to you. Why can't you see I did this all for you? Turn off this song for all of us and turn it on for you. So I gave up the old song trip for something new. Nothing good could come of it, and nothing good from you. Didn't realize that I was wrong until it was too late. My song was a song of love, you say what a fate. Well, I believed you, but I should have ran away. What I did will haunt me until my judgment day. You don't want me to escape your twisted melody. Somehow I'll find a way out, just you wait and see, yeah. Wait and see, yeah. Why can't you see I do this all for you? I'll listen to the song as I ring the bell to sound for you. Why can't you see I do this all for you? Turn off this song for all of us and turn it on for you. Oh, oh, oh.
We like you very much, Sean Sano. Did you want to come and say? All right, you want to say it to your mom on Facebook Live? How's that?
Hi, Mom, I love you. Okay.
You also did it on WGN Radio.
Aw. They're all saying hi. That's the Scholars with a song from all of us. We're on the air now, Sean. We're not.
Guys, yeah, this is all live.
Yeah, it's all. Roger, what'd you think? Have you heard them play? Vlad, you can come over and sit down. Just like random conversations in the background.
I heard the first one.
Yes.
I heard the first one.
But that's your first time hearing the Scholars. You've not been.
I've never been here to hear the Scholars.
I'm so glad to share them with you.
Thank you very much. I'm a better person for it, too.
I think we all are. Can you go to the House of Blues on Saturday? Or Sunday? On Sunday.
You know how my schedule on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You have a crazy schedule.
I never sleep.
I can't. I'm leaving that night. I'm so sorry. I'm going out of town.
Oh, that's right. You're
going to Los Angeles. Yeah.
Another trip to...
to Los Angeles.
Can we ask Michael real quick if he's doing a lot more solos? It seems like there's a lot more guitar solos in the songs than there used to be.
Michael,
is that true?
More solos for you?
They might have not
Oh, hold on a second. Let me turn my microphone off.
Go ahead. Flop that on.
Yeah, let's go do that. There you go.
They might have not realized, but sneakily, I added more guitar solos into every single song.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. There's been like double the solos tonight, and they've been awesome. Way to go, Mike.
Very well.
Every single song, just one big guitar solo. Mm-hmm. And that's the end goal.
That's the goal, is one big guitar solo. I appreciate that. I'm going to say goodbye to our Facebook Live feed because I should probably concentrate on this. Bye, everybody. No, he did a wonderful job. And Vlad, how is it? Have you been changing the way? Because I noticed a different quality in the way you're singing. Is that something you're like developing differently?
Yes, actually,
a little bit more of a huskiness to it, like a rat.
Go ahead, finish.
No, you go.
Okay. No, I mean, I've been taking some opera vocal lessons.
Ooh.
Recently for like 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's allowed me to develop a lot more technique and kind of just actual, I don't know, yeah, like technique behind the vocal cords rather than just me, you know, just feeling it.
How has that changed the way when you come to a song? Are they teaching you like different ways to like come up to a note or to hit a word and with different emotion?
That's exactly it. That like the first part where it's just you learn how to kind of hit notes better. And mm-hmm. if you need to go higher, you know exactly what to do to make that sound better. Or, you know, if you got to go lower to how to do that, basically. And kind of like work with syllables in a way where you can still hit the note without, you know, necessarily being off and mm-hmm. then still sing the word.
Right.
It's harder to incorporate into ska because it's a lot faster.
And right.
I have to do all those things really quickly. But I feel like it's allowed me to kind of open up the range of my voice and start strengthening it.
Vlad, for sure. The lower register, the lower notes you're hitting, yeah. They're so crisp. They're so good, man. I mean, way to go.
And never apologize for note again. You know,
it's so bad though.
No, but here's the thing is that, like, for someone like me, I mean, there are people who are going to notice it,
yeah.
But like, one, don't apologize to them.
Okay.
They didn't get behind a microphone on the radio.
Thanks.
And two, someone like me, I had no idea what you intended to do.
Well, I just hope overall people are enjoying the music that, you know, we do and mm-hmm. every aspect of it now, you know, not just like the specific like things one right. person's doing.
Of course we enjoy what you're doing.
From the 309, these guys always make me feel so young. Thank you for having them back. From the 219, I love the show and I love everything you guys do, but the Scholars are my favorite. They kick some serious butt.
Thank you.
From the 574, this music is awesome.
Yep. We agree.
We're getting some texts.
That's why we can't stop having them in there. We love you guys. You can't break up. I demand a reunion every summer. I don't care.
We love to like be here.
Are you never coming? Do you keep threatening not to come back, Kevin? Is that the
yes.
deal?
They keep making me come back.
Yeah, we'll keep making you come back. We'll figure something out. Oh, or we should just go to Boston. Can we all go to Boston? What was that, Chase? Was that you? Someone said, oh, no. I thought I heard something. No. No one wants to leave anything. Hey, Stefan, I feel like you, Stefan, am I saying it correctly? Grab one of these microphones. Come on. How you doing? I know you've been coming for, you were disappointed that I didn't remember your name. And here's what I do is I hear someone's name and then I panic when I'm about to say it, thinking I'll say the wrong one and make it worse by saying I forgot. You've been hanging out with these guys for a few years. What do you think of all these guys? What do you think?
I don't know. There's some pretty cool guys.
That, don't you think?
Oh,
yeah.
God, I hear my own voice.
How old are you, sweetie?
I'm 12.
You're 12? Is this weird? Did you not think I was going to throw you on a microphone?
No. I knew you were going to do this. I'm a time traveler.
Oh, you're a time traveler. Oh, fair enough. It's all good stuff.
Is this the first time you've heard your own voice?
No, I've heard my voice through people.
Well, the thing is that like when it's directly into your head, when you have headphones on, it's being piped.
Off,
no, I'm fine.
Okay. He likes it.
Stefan, do you play any instruments?
Clarinet.
Oh, there! Another, we have a clarinet player. We had at one time, how many did we get in here? About 26 clarinetists?
26 or so, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Was it this band? How many of you play the clarinet when you started out? Vlad did? Anybody else? Somebody? There were other people in the band. I know that you started on the drums because your mom and your parents were. Well, you also mentioned how hard it was. Everyone had to come to your house to practice. Yeah. Kevin has the, he's like, yeah, stop talking to me. And that's why I didn't get up again. But the clarinet's a beautiful instrument. What do you like to play on it? Is there a particular song that you've practiced that really kind of is your jam?
I don't really know.
Do you play in concert band?
A lot of them are really good.
A lot of them. Oh, there you go.
I don't think there is a concert band or something. What?
The recent one you guys did?
The Great Locomotive Chase. Hey, that one's really
good. Yep.
That would be fun to do.
That was good.
Sounded very good. Let me take a quick break here. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late, and we are about to play another song. Now, is this one that we've had before? Is When in Doubt, a song the Scholars have played live in the Allstate Showcase Studio? This is a brand new one.
No, this is brand
Are you? Do you have everything that you need? Do you have all your lyrics? It's Music Monday. There's a lot of commotion going on. Are we good for Sean? You don't look convinced that this is a song. All right. Awesome. Once again, we welcome to the Allstate Showcase Studio. The Scholars there playing this Sunday night at House of Blues. You can go to their Facebook page for ticket information. Get $5 off if you buy through one of them. Again, they're playing this Sunday night. And here they are with their song, When in Doubt.
Ready, guys? Mm-hmm. Now that's us up.
Ashes in the wind.
That was the Scholars with When in Doubt. So that was something that's new. Clearly you guys are working on stuff. I have a question. If you are planning to possibly not be able to get together again, are you guys available to come in the studio one more time this summer? I'm just curious. Okay, wait, is it up to Kevin? We have to start, Kevin?
This summer should be good.
This summer should be good? Do you have any other shows coming up besides that's okay. Oh my, it's so sad. The sad face from Michael Saitlin. If anyone wants to hire the Scholars to perform this summer, how do they get information? Yeah. I'm guessing that would be a great band to have at a party. Go ahead.
No.
What do you want to say, Vlad?
I said we'd be like super cool to do it and grateful, and I was going to be like, yes. But
yes. Yeah. They would love to. Where would people get information to hire you guys for a party?
You could message our Facebook page, and that's like facebook.com/... the Scholars, SKA / whatever it is, SKA-LERS.
Google Scholars. I think that's SKA-LERS. Craig, I made a mistake. I totally forgot that one of the wonderful people that works at Stage 773, John Craig,
yes,
is a huge ska fan.
Oh.
And I probably should have told him yesterday.
We
I just saw him
people.
Yesterday. He would have really enjoyed this. That's why I'm like, oh, maybe I can get them back. So we'll work on that on your schedule. Aaron's like, well, I'm good next week.
Yeah. Just let me know. Well, how's the day like, after the House of Blues?
Yeah.
Next Monday, I'll be out of studio. So I have to be in studio. And Bob Ferguson, always making these guys sound great. Bob, from over
He's
there.
Wonderful.
There we go.
Yeah, Bob.
See, this is what I'm saying. I believe they're also the only band that's been maybe one of the band that's ever applauded them. And I think it applauded Bob Ferguson. And I think it was also the Scholars.
I think so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the other time that it happened. How would you say that, I know you don't have a microphone, but would you say from there how they've come along in the last 3 years, you've noticed? I mean, because you're the one that's had it.
Grown up before our eyes.
I know, isn't that weird? And are they better at following direction when it comes to like take it down a notch? Because I know they always want to play full bore. Yeah.
They've come a long way.
You guys have come. Really, the music has been wonderful tonight. We've had such a great time. Anything else before I let you guys go? Because it's like 1:15 in the morning, and I know some of you stay up late, Chase, falling asleep to the show. I want to give you a chance to get home and fall asleep to the rest of the show.
Good.
Or at least Nick D.
I wouldn't feel right without it.
Aw, thank you.
Anybody else have work tomorrow morning?
Yeah, lying, it's 1:13.
See, I do.
Oh, I know what I want to talk about. Sean, you were, sorry, so I'll get you, this will be our last segment, but I'm going to talk about Ravinia in a moment when I come back after you guys get a chance to pack up and stuff. But you were mentioning that you work there. Do you have any tips for people because I had never been there, and I went to go see Paul Simon, which was amazing, but I was a deer in the headlights because I was like, this is a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Would you say the most important thing is to just know that you're going to be in for a big crowd?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to a show, realize it's a fairly small festival that they're going to pack way too many people into.
Okay.
It's going to take you forever to get wherever you're trying to go.
Yes.
So if I was you, as an employee, this is a no-no. But you guys, what I would do if I was a patron...
Don't get in trouble, Sean. Don't do anything like... Okay,
I'll get in trouble. Don't worry. All right. Don't worry. My boss is totally asleep right now. Go right over his head.
Okay.
This
is a podcast, by the way, so it'll be there in perpetuity.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
What do you do is...
Everyone listen, if you're going to Ravinia...
You're going to Ravinia.
Yes.
After you get there, first of all, when you park at a train station and commute, because it's all free. It's all on the house, unless you have like an inn and you can get it on a list.
Right.
But if you're just a Joe, park at a train station, bus in.
Right, like the Highland Park bus station, with the train. That's where I parked, the Highland Park train station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you can go right just south of Ravinia. There's a little train station. You got to get there early because it fills up fast. But that's what I would do. I park there, walk in. It's within walking distance. Set up camp. Because you more or less bring your dining room to Ravinia when you come.
They do. Craig, they totally bring their dining rooms to Ravinia.
Yeah. You set up. Mm-hmm. You have your beer and your wine and your cheese and crackers and all the other fancy things people eat there and drink there. And after the show's over, don't move.
Yeah, I didn't.
Just hang out because it takes about 3 hours for most people to get out of the park anyway.
It's true.
And then my buddy Larry comes by with a golf cart and kicks you out. But.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't say hi to Larry, but Craig Griffin and I were the last ones out of Ravinia. Mm-hmm. And even then, the line for the shuttle was so long that we opened our chairs back up in the parking lot and just sat there. Griffin had a book. I had my laptop. And we just ended up doing work in the parking lot waiting for the lines to get shorter. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is then people continue to get more drunk in line.
True,
and
very true.
There was a guy. I took that on the Facebook video because I'm like, if this guy's boss sees this, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. But he was like screaming on our bus, trying. He goes, "Free comedy!" And he started doing really horrible jokes. So it was quite awful.
I've seen my fair share of that. The drunks think they're funny and doing X, Y, and Z.
Who's been your favorite performer you've seen at Ravinia?
I've never actually attended a show.
You've never gone to a show?
I've worked
haven't
there for
you?
6 years, and I've never actually attended a show at Ravinia.
I don't know what that says about Ravinia. Paul Simon was unbelievable. He played for 2 hours, about 2 hours and 15, maybe 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah. I've only heard good things, but I've never ZZ Top was the only band that really caught my eye,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, well, it's...
Come on, let's... You,
stay for the concert or go eat.
You and me, let's go see Dolly Parton.
I'm down, what? I'm down.
Dolly Parton's... I'm going to miss Indigo Girls. They're there next Friday night.
That's always a riot. Like
They're amazing.
It's a fun crowd, I'm telling you right
now.
Interesting groups of people.
Oh, sure. I can imagine.
Yeah. Very interesting.
I'm very sad that I'll be in Los Angeles. They're going to be there next Friday night. That's my favorite.
You have my phone number, right?
I do have your phone number.
Good. Next time you go to a venue, give
this
me
got
a call.
Weird. I have a teenager's phone number. Are you 20 yet?
I'm 21, ma'am.
Oh, he's 21. 21, ma'am. He's 21, ma'am. He was a teenager when I met him. So go ahead. What was
you
that?
Met when I was about 18,
yes,
17, 18.
That would be a teenager. Yeah. It's kind of like him being 8, 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, you were eight. You were eight a long time
ago. I was eight back in the Stone Age.
Yeah.
I learned math with rocks.
Yes. I will.
Sean, you never learned math. Let's be real.
Yeah, true. That's true. I didn't really learn math.
I learned with cookies.
It's the best way to learn. So I should text you when I'm going to be out there next time.
Yeah, just be like, just shoot me a text. Yo, and I can get you.
Let's do that off the air because otherwise it sounds like I'm getting a special in with with our friends.
If you are a kind soul to me, I will do just about anything you want, really.
That's good to know.
I'm easy to please. So.
Everyone that I ran into that works at Ravinia was very nice, and they deal with so many people. They seem to be very patient. Mm-hmm. Before I let you guys go, was there anything anybody wanted to add? Again, if you want to hire the scholars, follow them on Facebook, and you can see them on Sunday night at House of Blues. Their show is at 7 o'clock, and again, get their tickets on their Facebook page, Scholars. Anything else? I just want to make sure I don't miss anything. We're all good? Chase? No. Was it all you'd hoped it would be?
This is all I hoped and more.
I'm so glad. No, I'm really glad. I'm like you. I grew up listening to WGN. For me, it was Wally Phillips and Roy Leonard.
Right, right.
That my mom would always listen to. And so it is very strange. I started out being a guest. My very first show, I was a guest on Milt Rosenberg's show.
Were you really?
In 2000. He had a panel on what is funny. And he invited Bill Leff and Steve Cochran to do the show.
Right, right.
And Steve invited me to come with.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was my very first time here.
Hey, Patty, what was the first question Milt asked you?
So Milt Rosenberg, after calling me Patty Vasquez.
Yeah, well.
It's fine. Well, and there's a moment where you don't correct somebody, and Milt Rosenberg is not one of the people I would ever correct.
Chicago professor, right?
Yes. Yeah. And he used to have those big intros, you know, talking about humor and these different examples. And I was just like all lost in thought, looking at him like, I'm Milt Rosenberg studio. And I was all excited.
Right.
And he turned to me and goes, so Miss Vasquez, tell me, what is funny?
You do an uncanny Milt Rosenberg.
Right? I got to ask you. When he says Miss Vasquez,
yes.
Does what he say, what he says afterwards, do you hear that?
No.
He's like, excuse me?
Exactly.
What just came out of your mouth?
See, Chase knows me very well. No, I'm like, this guy just said my name wrong.
Because if I'm sitting here and you go, so Chase.
Yes.
I'm not going to hear a single thing you say. I'm going to say,
really good.
Pardon me. You know?
Yeah.
For the record, I call you Chase.
I was so dumbfounded and tongue-tied that I started blinking, and somebody else had to answer for me. So
is
no,
that right?
I was like, because I think Bill or Cochran went with Steve or Bill Leff went with time plus tragedy plus time is comedy.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, which is like the quick answer for because comedy is subjective.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well, and then he hits you with this question that is like a leveler. You know, this is like the question you've got to think about.
Yeah. And I can't. And I was the first question he asked out of the gate. It was how he started the segment. And I was like, you said my name wrong.
I got a joke. Knock, knock. Who's there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was rough. Well, you know, I have to find that audio someday. I want to thank the scholars for being here again. And I hope that we can get you together this summer. I know that everything hangs on Kevin. Kevin
yes,
lurking in
does.
The corners with his drum kit. He's like, these are so hard to move around the country. Can we just get you a drum
kit?
Can we just get you a drum kit, a Chicago drum kit and a Boston drum kit?
Yeah.
All right, let's just do that.
That would actually be great.
If I could get the Guitar Center to please sponsor the scholars and just go ahead and kick in a drum kit for Kevin so that he can come home very easily and play with the scholars, that would make me very happy. I think we could get a sponsor for the scholars.
Could we? I'd love
I don't
saxophone.
Know. I think that would work.
I don't own this one.
Yeah, your saxophone is. Didn't you break it 1 year at the Battle of the
Bands? It wasn't this one. It was actually, I probably shouldn't say this on air, my best friend's stepdad's saxophone. And I was I was being stupid. I'm going to be honest.
Well, you were there for like 18 hours. The guy makes you show up at like 8:30 in the morning for a show that starts at 4 p.m., doesn't he? You get a little restless.
Yeah, but I heard that one of the bands played Santeria by Sublime, and I was like, huh? My ska senses are tingling. And I had my sexual hands. I just sprinted out there. I was wearing my Vans. They got rubber soles. I was on wet grass. Mm. And I took that turn going way too fast. Boom!
Wow. Right on it. Yeah, I do recall that situation.
It was bad.
Well, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you guys. So happy to have you back, and hopefully you can come back this summer. The Scholars, more after this on 720 WGN.